Welcome to S&C's podcast series, S&C Critical Insights. Carsten Barrar, managing partner of S&C's German office in Frankfurt am Main and co-head of S&C's Capital Markets Group, discusses the new German law on online-only shareholders' meetings. Carsten, we understand that Germany will allow for online-only shareholders' meetings in this AGM season. What's so special about it?
It is indeed a significant shift in our practice. I'm happy to provide you with the relevant background. Under German law, shareholders of German stock corporations, German partnerships limited by shares, and so-called European companies registered in Germany must hold physical meetings in order to resolve on dividends, supervisory board composition, authorizations for capital measures, and other major corporate decisions. We do have the possibility for e-voting, and speeches of CEOs and chairmen are available online, but always the physical presence was required so far to hold an AGM. Shareholders' meetings of large German corporates, including the DAX 30 and the MDAX companies, are often, in addition, attended by more than 1,000 persons, especially private shareholders holding a small number of shares only. During times of the corona crisis, in which public gatherings of more than currently two persons are not allowed in Germany, and the further development is uncertain, such physical meetings cannot take place, at least during the next weeks or even months. However, both management and shareholders, including pension funds and financial investors, have a strong interest to have an AGM, also because the payout of dividends is generally only possible after a corresponding shareholder vote, i.e., there is no interim dividend possible in Germany now. Therefore, the legislator decided to move forward with this new law.
What are the most significant features of the new law?
First of all, as I said, the new law allows online-only participation by shareholders for the first time in German corporate history. So virtual shareholder meetings now are reality in Germany. Secondly, the current statutory time period by when German stock corporations have to convene their shareholders' meeting will be moved from the first 8 months following the end of their financial year to the end of 2020. Thirdly, the new law shortens the period to convene both physical and virtual shareholders' meetings from 36 days to 21 days. This is especially an advantage if companies have already sent out invitations to shareholders in the last 2 weeks and would like to keep the date of their meeting or move it to a new date that is very close to the original date and now switch from a physical meeting to a virtual meeting. Fourthly, under the current law, shareholders of German companies can ask questions at the shareholders' meeting. And as a general rule, management has to respond to each and every question at the meeting. This is a time-consuming exercise on the day of the meeting. Under the new law, management can request shareholders to submit their questions in advance and even respond to such questions prior to the meeting by way of a frequently asked question posted on the company's website. This will expedite the holding of the meeting significantly. Finally, German law generally provides extensive possibilities for shareholders to challenge resolutions taken at an AGM. This also is partially restricted by the new law.
The new law seems to be a response to the COVID-19 pandemic that only evolved recently. What can you tell us about the speed of the legislative process?
The new law was really implemented in record time. Only last week, large German corporations and professional organizations publicly requested corporate emergency measures from German politicians to introduce virtual shareholders' meetings. On Friday last week, the initial draft became public. This Monday, the German federal government agreed on the slightly amended draft and cleared the way for the German legislature to proceed. The German Federal Parliament discussed and resolved on the new law yesterday, and the Council of the German Federal States will approve it tomorrow. As a result, the new law is expected to become effective as early as this Saturday, March 28, and the legislative process would have been concluded within less than 10 days. This shows how efficient the German government and the two chambers of the German legislature across political parties work together. It reminds me, of course, of the financial crisis in 2008, where some laws were passed with the same sequence: Monday, government; Wednesday, parliament; Friday, second chamber; and law in force on Saturday.
Do you think many corporates in Germany will use this new option?
As a general remark, companies are not required to use the possibilities introduced by the new law. Management should consider whether, depending on individual circumstances, it may be possible to hold a physical shareholders meeting at a later date in 2020. At the same time, the management board does not have to refrain from holding an online meeting because a physical shareholders meeting may still be or become possible. We think that especially large German companies will seriously consider making use of the new option to convene online-only shareholders meeting. The interest, especially from institutional investors to receive dividends, to the extent companies do not change their dividend policy in times of COVID-19, is significant. For large corporates, it may even be financially more attractive to pay for the technical and electronic setup than paying for rent, staff, catering, and physical equipment in large conference halls. In the case of smaller German companies with either several larger institutional shareholders or a history of fewer attendees, we could also see them postponing their physical meetings to a later date this year. Shareholders who do not attend a physical meeting, of course, always have the option to have their shares voted, because German corporates provide for proxy voting. But also for smaller companies, an online-only AGM may be an attractive option.
Do you already see companies opting for virtual meetings in your German corporate practice?
Yes. We are advising many German clients in connection with their shareholders meetings, and several of them are currently planning to publish the invitation to an online-only shareholders meeting, potentially already during the next 2-3 weeks. However, one word of warning. Due to the expedited legislative process, several interpretative questions are still open and need to be clarified. Also, some technical issues need to be discussed with the service providers and resolved before companies can use the new possibilities. But we are clearly working on it.
Are online shareholders meetings the new future?
At this point in time, the new law is limited to the year 2020. However, it is possible that the regulation may be extended by 1 year until the end of 2021, if the further developments of the corona crisis require this, which we all do not hope, of course. Experience from this year's AGM session will show whether corporations, shareholders, proxy advisors, and all other stakeholders appreciate and make use of this option. Then, the German legislator may consider providing this option as a standard feature of German corporate law. My personal guess is that some form of online-only AGM will remain in place also after the crisis, but that the German legislator would try to find ways to protect individual shareholder rights more fully, especially with respect to shareholders' rights to ask questions and to challenge resolutions.
Thank you, Carsten, for this discussion and the valuable insights into the new German law on online-only shareholders' meetings.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. Especially in these times, take care and all the best, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to S&C Critical Insights. For more information about our practice, please visit us on the web at www.sulcrom.com.